This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Bava Basra on Daf Yud, good old Rav Papa, back to Rav Papa. Rav Papa have a solik bedarga. Rav Papa was going up a ladder. Ishtamid kare. His foot slipped. The rung of the ladder gave in. Boi lemeifal, he was about to fall. He said, Amar, hashtekin, if this is happening, echayev man desanilan kemechale shabbos godik avos koychavim. What's happening to me? If I'm going to fall up this ladder, this is akin to skila. I'm going to die like somebody who's mechalo Shabbos, or like someone who is oivid avodah zara. He couldn't understand it. What's happening? The Papa said, if I'm going to fall off this ladder and I'm going to have a terrible ending, I will end up like all those who have desecrated the Shabbos or served idols. Amar lei chia bar Rav midifti l'Rav Papa. So chia bar Rav from Difti said, Rav Papa, no! You weren't Mechalo Shabbos. You weren't Oyved Avodah Zarah. Shema Ani Ba Liadcha V'loy Pirnas Asai. Maybe a poor man came to you and you didn't support him. Maybe an Ani came to you, stuck out his hand, and you didn't give him the dollar. Maybe that's why you're falling off the roof. He didn't falling off the ladder. He didn't fall off the ladder. But he was about to fall off the ladder. He was going to fall off the ladder. The rung of the ladder was giving way. And he could not understand, was he going to undergo, like the Gemara says, that even though Chiyav Skila is batal, din Chiyav Skila loy batal, right? The Gemara says, din arba miso is loy batal. Bizman hazeh, even though the Bezin cannot administer the death penalty, nevertheless, if somebody dies in a way which is similar to the Dalad Misais, that's as if Hashem is giving the Dalad Misais. So the Papa couldn't understand, why is he falling off the ladder? Until Chiya Barav says, maybe an Ani came to you and you did not support him. How in the world did Chiya Barav know? Why would he dream up that the reason why Rav Papa is about to fall off a ladder is because he didn't give tzedakah? Says the Gra. Yeah, but why that Avera? Why that Avera? Says the Vilna Gaon. An amazing thing. Right? The Gra, this is a very well-known Gra. This is brought down in the Kol Eliyahu. It's also brought down in a footnote on the Sefer Ohel Yaakov of the Dubna Magid. It says like this. If you look at the words in this week's parsha, Kifasayach tiftach es yad chalai. You should open up your hand to him. V'have tavitenu, extend him alone. Deimach soro, what he's missing, asher yachzal. The trup, right? We know, not only does every word of the Torah have significance, not only does every nekuda in the Torah have significance, every cantillation, every trup has significance. The trup on the words, kifasayach tiftach, kifasayach tiftach, darga, severe. What does darga mean?
A step,
a rung.
Breaks.
Severe, breaks. Says the Vilna Gaon, venira. They have the musical note darga sevir lirmois remes. Lahamis alim in at tzedakah, those who ignore tzedakah, shetishaver darga tachtav, the rung, the step will break beneath them. Okay, azoy zok de gra. It's also brought down in the Sfas Hayiria. He asked, "L'chayr madua Allah alibay davka shema ani baliyotchav lai halama mi mitzacheres." You know, there are a lot of mitzvahs in the Torah. Why did Reb Chiya bar Difti dream up? You know, Reb Papa, you know why you're falling off the ladder? Because you didn't give tzedakah. Maybe one time Reb Papa did this avera, that avera, the 613 averos. Why did Reb Chiya bar Difti dafka dream up tzedakah? Ava kvar remez alzeh balatamim ki pasayach tiftach es yod chaloi v'tam shal pasayach tiftach hu darga sevir. The trap on the words pasayach tiftach is darga sevir, a broken rung. So, this is a very well-known vart. And for most people, all it is a nice vart. What do you do with it? You know, it's a beautiful vart. Lamaisa, thinking of this concept, that those who ignore the mitzvah of tzedakah, darga sevir, it brings up a very shocking parallel. We know about David HaMelech, that at the end of the lifetime of David HaMelech, Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, and Daf Lamed, Amid Aleph, going over to Lamed Amid Beis, that David HaMelech, at the end of his life, he said, Hoydieni Hashem Kitzi Umidas Yamai. Tell me, Hashem, how long will I live? Hashem says, can't do that. We don't divulge that type of information. Nobody knows how long they're going to live. So he said, do me a favor. Tell me what day I'm going to die. So David says, first, you know, let me die on a Friday. Hashem says, no, not on a Friday. Let me die on a Sunday. No, not Sunday. Hashem says, you're going to die on Shabbos. So the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, what did he do? He did the following. He said, Kol Yoyma, it's the middle of number 5. Kol Yoyma de Shabbosa have a Yasi Vigaris Kule Yoyma. Every Shabbos he sat and he learned all day long. Right? Because he knew he was going to die on Shabbos. And we know, as long as a person is learning Torah, he is immune to the Malach HaMaves. Hahu Yoma, right? We learned that we had a story just the other day. You know, there's a, in Tfaras Yushalayim, there's a story, they come into the Beis Medrash and they tell Rabbi Moshe, Moshe, you know, a boy, a Jewish kid, he was just hit by a car, we have to say Tehillim. So Moshe said, no, no. He said, what do you mean, no? Moshe said, he's not Jewish. He said, what do you mean he's not Jewish? Then another person running, he is Jewish, we saw he was wearing a yarmulke. Moshe said, he's not Jewish, can't be. A little while later, turned out that Taka, what happened was, it was a teenager, he stole a Jewish kid's yarmulke, he ran into the street wearing the yarmulke, and he got hit by a car. Oh my God. So they asked Moshe, Moshe, what, you had nevuah? You had nevuah? How did you know the kid wasn't Jewish? Moshe said, no, not nevuah. I was in the middle of learning Torah, la'asuke shmaitza aliba dehochasa. I was in the middle of learning a sugya to figure out what the halacha is. If I am learning Torah in this location, it is impossible for any tragedy to happen to a yid right over here. So therefore, it wasn't Ruach HaKadosh, it wasn't Nevuah. I know, that's the way it works. It's a famous story. Okay, but in any event, David HaMelech understood that if he's learning Torah all day, the Malach HaMavos can't come. So what happened? Hahu Yoma Deboi L'meinach Nafshei. The day that David HaMelech was going to die, Kam Malach HaMavos Kamei. Malach HaMavos gets up. You know, he's trying to get David. He's trying to get. He can't get him. Can't, you know, he can't choke him. Don't have a pasuk kumemi girsi. Wasn't stopping from learning. Amar mayavid. Like, Malach HaMavos was in a dilemma. He, what should I do? You know, usually he has a much easier time.
The problem.
So havale bustana achari beis. There was an orchard behind the house. Also Malach HaMavos solik ubachish bilani. He was rattling the trees. You know, he's creating a commotion, a stir. David HaMelech nafak lemechse. He wanted to see. Have a solik bidarga. He went up the steps. If chistarga. The step broke.
Mitusse
from below. So what was going to happen to Rapapa,
happened to the
darga severe, happened to David HaMelech. So, can we help? Can we even not think that there's some connection between what the Vilna Gaon is saying? That the reason Reb Chiya Bar Difti understood, that the reason Reb Papa was falling off the ladder, it was Darga Severe, was because he did not extend his hand to the Ani, and what actually happened to David HaMelech. So the following is something that I heard from Rav Isaac Bernstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I believe in the last shiur he ever gave. And this is amazing. This is his connection that he came up with. That this gra, this idea of the gra, that darga sevir, that the rung breaks, which was going to happen to her papa, actually happened to David HaMelech. We find in Divrei Hayamim that why was David HaMelech not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash? Hashem told him, because... In general, we know this was going to happen to our papa, and the reason it was going to happen is because kipasayach tiftach, and but it actually did happen to David HaMelech. So why did it actually happen? No. The pasuk tells us in Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Paragraph Beis, Pasuk Ches, number 6. Vayhi olai dvar Hashem lemar, dom loroiv shafachta. Hashem says to David, you spilled a lot of blood. U'mechamis gedalei sasisa, you waged many wars. Loisivna bayish lishmi. You cannot build the Beis Hamikdash. Ki damim rabim shafachta arz lefanai, because you have spilled a lot of blood. So we all learned that in first grade and second grade. David HaMelech could not build the Beis Hamikdash. He spilled blood. So what? So what? I have a question. Remember we had a shiur about the kahuna? How did Pinchas become a Kohen Gadol? What was he anointed with? The blood. The blood of who? Of Zimri. What's wrong? What? We're liberals all of a sudden. When you have to wage war, it's a mitzvah. Mechamas mitzvah. But David HaMelech was fighting because he was a courageous warrior and he wanted to... what's wrong? He's doing a mitzvah. What, a mayel can't build a Beis HaMikdash? That's shalom. Shalom is when you don't ever shun. That's shalom. What's wrong? Right, we always learned, you know, he spilled blood. What, a mayel, a shaykhid can't build a Beis HaMikdash? So what's wrong with David HaMelech? Very interesting. Not so pashut that's the reason. We find in Divrei Hayom a little bit later on, David HaMelech says, V'hine ba'ani, in my poverty, hachinoisi lebeis Hashem, I prepared for the house of God, zahav, gold, kikarim, mea elef, 100,000 kikarim of gold. You hear what David HaMelech says? In my poverty, I set aside 100,000 talents of gold, right? We should all be so poor. We should all be so poor, right? You hear what David says? And I, in my poverty, and not only that, that sounds like the Olympics, 100,000 gold, elef alafim kikarim, and the of the silver, 1,000 of 1,000s.
A million
talents of silver. In mishkal. So David HaMelech, in my poverty, you know, I gave, you know, $50 trillion to tzedakah. So the Medrash asks, you know, everyone should be so poor. The Medrash in the Yalkut Shemani asks, V'chi'ani makdish kol ha-kipar halalu shalzav v'kesef. Can an ani set aside so much money, gold and silver? Ella, really, David HaMelech was an ani v'avion. Where did he get the money from? On the day he defeated Goliath, so the Nashim threw at him all this wealth. Ella b'yoyim shaharag David, as Goliath, hishlichu olav b'nois Yisrael kol ha-kesef v'hazav hazeh. The women threw on David, right, all the silver and gold. So David HaMelech says, what am I going to do with this? V'hikdisha l'beis HaMikdash. He sanctified it for the Beis HaMikdash. Hear what's going on? David HaMelech had no money, right? Whoa. How is he going to make money? One time, he was successful in defeating Goliath. They, you know, bedecked him with jewels.
That was before he was anybody.
Correct. He was nobody. And what did he do? He set aside that money for the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what he means. Remember, those of you learning the Daf Yomi, let's skip to number 9 for a minute. The Gemara in Bracho says, Kinar, right, there was a harp suspended over the head of David HaMelech, and he would wake up every evening at Chatzos HaLaila and learn Torah until Amar HaShachar. And what happened at Amar HaShachar? Says the Gemara Brachas Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Look at number 9. The Amar of Achar Bar Bizna, Amar of Shimon Chasida, Kinar Hayutaloi Lamala Mimitasei Shel David. There was a harp suspended above the bed of David. V'kivan shehigia chatzos laila, and at midnight, baruach tzefaynis, a north wind came, v'noy sheves by, and blew. U'menagin me'elav, and played music on its own. Miyad hoya oimed v'oisik b'toyra, he immediately began learning Torah, at sha'ala amin ha-shachar. Kivan sha'ala amin ha-shachar. When the morning star came up, nichnesu chach me'israel etzloi, the chachamim came to David, amru lo yadoneinu ha-melech, amcha Yisrael tzrichin parnasa. The Jewish people, there's an economic crisis. People cannot make a living. So David said, what's the problem? You know, let the Jews, like, you know, buy from the Jewish baker and take your car to the Jewish mechanic and buy from the Jewish tailor and you support each other. Why don't you just support each other? No, it's not going to work. Someone who has a little bit of money cannot support someone who has tremendous needs. The pit cannot be filled from the dirt that was dug out of it. In other words, it ain't going to work. If the Chachamim come to David HaMelech, Klal Yisrael needs tzedakah. David says, Amar lahem, l'chu u'pishtu yideichem b'gdud. Go fight wars. You fight wars, you'll take the spoils, That's how Klal Yisrael will have parnasa. That's what the Gemara says. In other words, the Chacham Yisrael come and say, David, not Merubim Tzarchi Amcha, there's one Amana over there, there are five Aniyim over there. All of Klal Yisrael needs tzedakah. What does David HaMelech say? Go to war. Go to war. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, as only he can. The reason that David was not allowed to build a Beis HaMikdash is not because his hands were soiled in war. There's nothing wrong with going in war. David HaMelech had plenty of money in his storehouses. You know what that money was designated for? The Beis HaMikdash. But David said, that money I designated for the Beis HaMikdash. You want to support Klal Yisrael with tzedakah. You know what you need to do? Go fight wars. The problem was not that David fought the wars. The problem is he didn't want to give the tzedakah from his storehouses. That's why he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash.
I have a question for you.
Go to a guy, it's his first anniversary. Ask him what happened to his chasana money.
Yeah.
Right? Long gone. Long gone.
It lasted a few hundred years of the money. That's what you want to say.
Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Okay, let's say Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. Damim harbe shafal. Okay, maybe here we're saying. Atal lo sivna habayis hazeh. V'yishal ma'yiz al-binim beis habayis. What does the fact that David spilled money, spilled blood, have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Aval inyan hadavar. Ki yadu ma'ashar mar chazal. Kishe Allah amor hashachar. When the sun rose, nichnasu chachmei yisrael David. And they said, amcha yisrael tzrichin parnasa. Amar, he said, Pashtu yedeichem begdud. Go fight a war. V'yesh lahavin. Asked Rabbi Yonasan, what did they want from David? What did they want him to do? So the Jewish people need money. But David HaMelech was supposed to support the entire Klal Yisrael. No, he's a king. What do you want from him? Why are they telling David, Am chisot tzrichem parnasa. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, Aval kvar mavur b'medrish v'ani b'onyi hachinoisi l'beis Hashem. That David said that I in my poverty have prepared for the house of God Zahav Kikarim Meya Elef Bekesef Elef Alafim Kikarim Vichyesh La'ani B'Yisrael Elef Alafim Dinare Zav Elef Shekishaharag Legolias Hishlichu Allah Benois Yisrael Kesef Zav Vahu Hefrishan Labinyan Beis HaMikdash. Now let's go back to the Medrash. We didn't see the end of the Medrash. And this is what Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz quotes. It's on the fourth line in the Medrash. Uchsheba Rav Shalashanim. There was a hunger for 3 years. Bikshu Yisrael Itain. Bikal Yisrael asked David, give us some of your money. V'lai ratza litain lahem klum. Amar Lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lai kabalta alecha lahachi yisbein nefashais. You didn't want to revive Klal Yisrael who were all aniyim. It sounds like it was sakanas nefashais. Chayecha. She'ein ha-mikdash nivna al-yadcha el-aydei Shlomo. So it's not that David fought wars and therefore it couldn't build the base of English. It's he fought wars and he didn't want to give tzedakah. That's why he couldn't build the base of Mikdash. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz.
He didn't want to give tzedakah. It's David HaMelech. He was in Kayim Kol Torah Kula.
But he wanted to be have this chutz in Mekayim to build the base of Mikdash. And he chose...
But stuck is a mitzvah. One thing has something to do with the other.
But since he was already mafreshit, and Klal Yisrael had the option of fighting the war, David HaMelech says that's the better thing to do. But says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, what do you see from here? Gedolat tzedakah yoyser mibinyan beis hamikdash, because it would have been preferable for David to give the tzedakah and push off the binyan beis hamikdash. Vinira ki chach me Yisrael, heim shebikshu sheyitem ani me'akaz v'zavahu. The Chacham Yisrael asked David, please give the Aniyim from this gold and silver. And therefore, David said, therefore they said to David, it's not that they said, David, it's your achrayis to support every Ani. They knew David had the resources. David said, commanded to fight.
Harbe
not all the mechamas of David HaMelech were mechamas mitzvah. Some of them, you could say, of course they're mechamas mitzvah. We need to support Klal Yisrael. But they only needed to support Klal Yisrael. Why? Because David didn't want to be pasah. He didn't want to open the oitzarais to give the aniyim. So Mashiach, David yachal asakin bepaschai oitzarais hamuchan lebeis Hashem. V'zehu perish ha-pasuk. Domim harbe shafachta. Not your hands are soiled in blood. Because you spilled so much blood, ki lachamta mechamas rishus, v'lo hayat zorech, you didn't need to do that. Ki hayu lachal afarnis minoy tzores. You should have supported them from the storehouses. V'yata kamatza b'shulcha b'tzdaka, and you were stingy. V'ha'aniyim hayu atufim b'rav adavar yimei mecham, and the aniyim were swooning in famine, uvein kach savu doichik v'lachas, and in the meantime, until they fought the wars, they were starving. Therefore, you can't build a bayis. Why? Because God prefers tzedakah more than the Beis HaMikdash. And you, who chose the Beis HaMikdash over tzedakah, it's not appropriate for you to build a Beis HaMikdash. Ki nivcha l'Hashem tzedakah mibinyan bayis. Ulekach amarti, derech halotza, ve'achaltem, lachmechem l'soiva, says Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. If you'll eat l'soiva, v'nosati shalom ba'aretz, then I will place peace. Ki kasha lo hayu la'am Yisrael parnasa pashirim begdud. But v'zeo amru v'achaltem lach mechem l'soiva shalo yachsa lach mechem. If you're not missing bread, you won't have to go to war. What do we see from here? Gedoyla, staka, yoysem ibin yom yisam ikdas. And in fact, the Radak goes so far as to say that look in Malachim Aleph, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Nun Aleph, Batishlam Kol Malach Asher Asa Amelch Shlomo Beis Hashem, when Shlomo completed the Beis HaMikdash, what did Shlomo do with all of David HaMelech's money? All of the thousands and millions of gold and silver? He put it back in the storehouse. Asked Radak, why didn't he use it in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash? Says Radak, V'yesh Oymrim, Kach Omer Shlomo, Rav Haya Bimei Abba Shaloi Shanim, Shana achrei shana. There were 3 years of famine year after year. He should have used this money for tzedakah, not for the binyan beis hamikdash. And therefore, I put it back in the storehouses. It's now in reserve for tzedakah. So points out, of Isaac Bernstein, what should have happened, what was going to happen to our papa, if chesdarga, the Gemara says, boi lemeifal, ishtamid kare, which the Gra explains, because since the trap on Pasayach Tiftach is Darga severe, when a person doesn't give tzedakah, the rung breaks, what was going to happen to Rapapa? Rabbi Isaac Bernstein suggests we can't help but notice the fact that that is what happened to David HaMelech, which the Gemara tells us, not only was it on one time, but it was year after year, 3 years, and not just one ani, it was the entire Klal Yisrael. Okay? That's what he points out. It's hafla of a fella to see that this gra, this varda the gra, is actually what the Gemara in Shabbos says to David HaMelech, ifchis darga. But let's just add one thing. How do we understand such a thing? How do we understand that as a punishment, so to speak, for not giving to the aniyim, the rung breaks? I would venture to say that this is something that David HaMelech was aware of himself. Because David HaMelech says very clearly in Tehillim, Im amarti mataragli, if I should ever think that my feet are going to falter, chastecha Hashem yisadeini, the kindness of God will support me. Now we say every morning when we put on the talis, right? What do we say? Mayakar chastecha elokim. How precious is your chesed, Hashem? Uvnei Adam, b'tzel k'nafecha yechesayon. And people, bnei Adam, b'tzel k'nafecha yechesayon. That people bask in the shade of your presence. Right? Mayakar chastecha elokim. How precious is your chesed, God? Uvnei Adam, b'tzel k'nafecha yechesayon. People bask in your shade, says the Medrash. Look from here, see from here. Maschar shel goyim lechasadim. You see from here the great reward of those who do chesed. She'enam chasim, they don't take refuge. Loi b'tzel kanfei shachar. Not in the shade of the morning. V'loi b'tzel kanfei kruv. Not in the shade of the malachim. V'loi b'tzel kanfei chayos. Ela b'tzel misha omar v'hoya ha'olam. They bask in the shade of God. Why? Because it says, Mayakar chastecha elokim. People bask in the shade of Hashem. So wait a second. We're saying, how great are those who do chesed? But that's not what it says in the pasuk. It says, Mayakar chas techa elikim. How great is your chesed, God? So how could we derive from here, look how great the schar is of those people who do chesed. The pasuk is not talking about those people who do chesed.
Well,
the pasuk is talking about God's chesed. Look how great your chesed is, God. People bask in your shade. Mayakar chas techa elikim. Uvitzel kenafecha yechasayin. How could we learn out from here the greatness of those who do chesed? So the Chafetz Chaim explains, what does it take to get Hashem's chesed? You only get Hashem's chesed if midah keneged midah, you yourself do chesed. The Chafetz Chaim learns a pasuk. Mayakar, who how wondrous it is when people are ma'orer your chesed Hashem. Mayakar chastecha leikim. How wondrous is it when we arouse God's chesed. Then, so the same thing. If a person should ever think his feet are going to falter, chastecha Hashem yusadeini. When we're able to be ma'orer the chesed of Hashem, how are we ma'orer the chesed of Hashem? Through our own chesed, through our own tzedakah. When a person does tzedakah, then chastecha Hashem yusadeini from imamarti mataragli. But David HaMelech himself is saying, if a person is not able to be ma'orer the chesed of Hashem, then even your feet, even a person's feet, do not have standing. A person's feet can only stand firm and tall and confident when we rely on the chesed of Hashem, which can only come if we're ma'orer Hashem's midah of chesed. That's the lesson of kipasayach, tiftach es yad chalai. The trap is darga sevir. So long as a person is pasayach tiftach, you're standing on firm ground. The Ribbono Shel Olam is imamarti mataragli chaslecha Hashem yisadeni. But this is the verdict of history, shall we say. What was going to happen to Rapava, this is what happened to David HaMelech. But letoiv imamarti mataragli chaslecha Hashem yisadeni. A person is mechazik and stuck of a chesed. The Ribbono Shel Olam guards his feet and gives him standing on terra firma, on firm ground. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.